Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is March 31st, 2024. It's the final day of the month of awareness, which falls under the discipline of perception. Happy Easter to all those who celebrate, and thank you for joining me on this journey. Today's episode is 378, Say No to the Need to Impress Others. Following is a quote that aligns with that notion. If you should ever turn your will to things outside your control in order to impress someone, be sure that you have wrecked your whole purpose in life. Be content, then, to be a philosopher in all that you do, and if you wish also to be seen as one, show yourself first that you are, and you will succeed. Epictetus, Enchiridion, 23. In this passage, Epictetus is advising against the human trait of seeking to impress others by focusing on things beyond one's control, as doing so undermines one's fundamental purpose in life. Instead, Epictetus advocates for embracing a philosophical mindset in all aspects of life. He suggests that by genuinely embodying philosophical principles and virtues, individuals will naturally exude the qualities associated with being a philosopher. Rather than striving for external validation, one should focus on internal growth and ethical living, allowing their actions to speak for themselves. Through this approach, Epictetus implies that true fulfillment and authenticity are found in aligning one's actions with their beliefs rather than in seeking approval or recognition from others. So with that, I'd like to share some of my thoughts from this past week. Thinking clearly and in a focused manner doesn't come naturally to me, making it more important that I keep watch over my rational mind. What influences my ruling reason or inner voice will reach all facets of my life in due time. Knowing this leads to a necessity to explore subjects such as evolutionary biology, neurology, and even my subconscious. These all shape how I see and handle my surroundings and experiences. I think this means I should be taking my mental health a little more seriously than I have been. Sure, I've been in therapy for some time now, but I haven't been putting in the practice that I could be outside of my sessions. If I can manage my mental state, I hope to make more thoughtful decisions where I'm not being swayed by negativity as much. My self-discipline has been slipping for months now, and it feels like I've lost a lot of progress as a result. There is no longer consistency in my daily routine. I haven't been keeping a proper sleep schedule, nor have I exercised every day as I was before. I spend most of my free time smoking, listening to emotionally charged music, and on my laptop, basically just trying to fill time until bed. I've also started watching anime and playing mobile games again. Returning to these types of behaviors are clearly my attempts at distracting myself from reality. I know deep down that I need to make a change and regain control of my habits. I need to prioritize my physical and mental health again by sticking to a more consistent routine and cutting out the distractions. It's time to focus on my goals and work towards achieving them rather than letting myself be consumed by temporary distractions and negative emotions. I need to find the motivation and discipline within myself to get back on track and start making progress again. It won't be easy, but I know it's necessary for my overall well-being and success in the long run. Time, energy, and peace of mind are all far too valuable for the low prices I keep selling mine for. For someone talking such a big game about how important wisdom, peace, and calm are to me, it doesn't show through my actions. When it comes to my employment, I've spent countless hours complaining about the structure of the company, the type of work I do, and the people I interact with. And it has accomplished nothing. Well, that's not entirely true. It has succeeded in robbing me of contentment, time, my peace of mind, and opportunities that I didn't seize, either because I was unaware or too distracted to notice them. This week was the third in a row in which we had an extended work day within it. Personally, this irritated me, especially as I was only given 48 hours notice that it would be happening. When I consider the Stoics and what they would say about this, is that it falls on me to remain resolute when met with unexpected circumstances, and not allow my initial emotions to play such a big role in my responses. It's important for me to remember that I am in control of my reactions and how I choose to handle unforeseen events. Instead of feeling frustrated, I can choose to see things as an opportunity to practice patience and adaptability. I don't always succeed at it, but by focusing on maintaining a sense of inner peace and acceptance, I can better navigate through challenges with a clear mind and open heart. In the end, it is not the external circumstances that define my experience, but rather my own attitude and response to them that shape my sense of contentment and well-being. Which is why I need to stop parting ways with my rational mind and stop allowing emotions, especially the pessimistic ones, from dictating how I see the world. Instead, choosing to take the time to see it for what it is. It's irrational to think that I'm capable of handling challenges that come up because I haven't been designing a training, practice, or routine to help me rise to the occasion. There was a season where I was attempting to build a discipline that was preparing me for setbacks, but it was quickly proven that I have a ways to go. And upon being thrown off, I began to allow myself to return to a place of indecisiveness. Right now, my self-discipline is almost non-existent. The only things I do daily are reflect, meditate, and drink coffee. And let's not forget smoking to escape the drudgery. This lack of self-discipline has led me to feel overwhelmed and unproductive. I realize now that I need to find a way to recommit to building structure and consistency in my life. I can start by establishing a morning routine that includes exercise, setting goals for the day, and prioritizing tasks. By implementing these habits, it's my hope that I can regain control over my life and face challenges with a little more confidence and resilience. Whenever I find myself caring about impressing people, it is because I'm allowing their opinions of me influence my self-worth in some way or another. On some level, I know that the reason I desperately want to be liked is because I'm afraid that I'm unlikable when it comes down to it. A logical fallacy I bump into here is that if someone doesn't like me, they must loathe me. And that sort of black and white, all or nothing thinking is unhelpful and unhealthy. Not to mention, likely wrong. The truth is, not everyone is going to like me. And that's okay. I don't need to strive for universal approval in order to feel good about myself. I need to focus on being authentic and true to who I am, rather than trying to mold myself to fit someone else's expectations. Of course, I'm not perfect, and I still struggle with self-awareness to know who I am and where I fit in completely. But by recognizing this and attempting to let go of the need to impress others, I can start to build genuine connections based on mutual respect and understanding. If I'm not ruled by reason, I risk being ruled by absurdity, whim, silliness, mimicry, and irrational, impulsive thinking or unconscious habits. All of these can and almost certainly will lead to regret. In a passage from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, he emphasizes the importance of directing one's attention and efforts towards three distinct aspects of reasoning. He advises individuals to prioritize their own rational faculty, ensuring that it is just and virtuous. He encourages contemplation of the rationality inherent in the universe as a whole, reminding oneself of their place within the grand scheme of things. Finally, he urges consideration of the reasoning of others, seeking to discern whether it is informed by ignorance or wisdom, while recognizing the shared humanity that underlies all perspectives. By attending to these three realms of reasoning, Aurelius suggests that individuals can cultivate wisdom, understanding, and harmonious interaction with both themselves and the world around them. Personally, I've still been living on impulse, habit, and irrationality, trying to use temporary dopamine hits to fix or hide the bigger issues. If I cannot stop chasing the impossible, I think I will always be held back from enjoying the present moment and beauty to be found in what is real and right in front of me. I'm not sure that I would say I'm chasing an impossible future, but I'm definitely seeking a past that has come and gone. I'm lacking the wisdom to see that some goals are simply unattainable, and choosing instead to wallow or pursue them blindly. Despite knowing my own foolishness, I lack the motivation or courage to take a step toward letting go and focusing on what's in my control here and now. I find myself constantly comparing my current circumstances to a time in the past when things seemed better or easier. I am fixated on recreating a moment that has already passed instead of accepting the reality of the present. This cycle of longing for the unobtainable is a prison that I have built for myself, preventing me from fully experiencing the beauty and potential that surrounds me in the present moment. It is a daunting task to break free from this pattern, but I know that it is necessary for my own growth and happiness. No matter how selfish it feels, I can't be there for others if I'm not in my own corner first. So on that bittersweet note, I'm going to wrap things up for this episode so that I can attempt doing what's essential to me. I'm eager to learn more about myself, as well as others, while developing new or unused skills along the way. I hope that I get more opportunities to show my gratitude and appreciation to those I love. Although I need to remain patient as I progress, remembering that all things, including connections with others, take time. I enjoy journaling as it helps me to reflect, and I recommend that everyone try it for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it's difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.